So upfront, I want to say that I have nothing, no relationship to disclose. Okay. So I want to acknowledge my co-authors. Most of them are at Sir Joseph Grace University Center for Communication Programs, and then we also have co-authors from Madagascar and also in Liberia. So today I want to talk about, I'm shifting to the demand side, I'm shifting off the controversy about supply and all that, I'm focusing on the demand side. I'll be presenting on Liberia and Madagascar, so I'm going to talk about the context for the research, talk a little bit about the theoretical basis, and then see the application of that theoretical basis to malaria prevention and treatment outcomes. So Liberia has been in the news for the past 1 year or more. Most of the 4.3 million people, actually all the population in Liberia, lives in an area of high malaria transmission. And in 2011, the MIS found that 28% of children ages 6 to 59 months were malaria positive. That's the parasitemia, that's using lab and not the RDT. Malaria continued to be a leading cause of outpatient attendance and inpatient deaths in Liberia, with an annual malaria death of 69 per 100,000. Although, you know, since 2005, there have been considerable progress. For example, in terms of net usage, in terms of ACT, in terms of IPTP. But we all know that given the situation with Ebola, there's probably been a lot of reversals to those improvements. Madagascar, malaria is not as endemic in Madagascar as it is in Liberia. 70% of the population live in an area of low transmission and 30% in intermediate transmission. But still, you know, it is an issue in Madagascar with 27 annual malaria deaths of 27 per 100,000, varying, of course, by region. So I'm going to be using an ideation model to analyze the psychosocial factors associated with malaria-related behaviors. Ideation has been defined, for example, by Van der Kar as views and ideas that people hold individually. So we are talking about the way people think. Kincaid in 2000 defined it as new ways of thinking, and now those new ways of thinking are transmitted through the population by means of mass media and social interactions. So now let's take a look at this ideation model. The ideation model that I'm using today, which is based on this on the study by Kincaid in 2000, says that, you know, communication would affect the way people behave, would affect intention, would affect behavior, but by affecting that black box, which is ideation. And ideation, we view ideation as multidimensional. Ideation, there are three dimensions of ideation. There's the cognitive, which is, you know, that thing going on in the head, the beliefs, the attitudes, the knowledge that we have, the passive risk. There's also the emotional dimension, which, you know, self-efficacy, self-esteem, self-worth, you know, the way we view ourselves, you know, what we like or what we don't like. And then there is the social interaction dimension, which includes, for example, spousal communication, which includes personal advocacy, that is, you know, encouraging people to take action, which also includes, for example, social influence, the influence that other people have on us. So the ideation, when we are able to change ideation, the assumption is that will change the intention to act, and intention to act is the most proximate determinant of behavior. So now we're going to see to what extent. So ideation is a predictive model, it's not like a stage model. So it, what this means in essence is that, you know, knowledge, attitude, self-image, and all the rest of those additional variables or constructs would simultaneously influence behavior. So to that, to the extent that, you know, the more that you, a person has of these additional constructs, the more likely it is that this person will take action. So communication, for example, should try as much as possible to strengthen all these additional constructs, strengthen as many of them, change as many of them in a positive way as possible, so that then behavior can change. So ideation model has been applied in to many health behaviors. For example, this is a study in Nigeria in 2014 that associates ideation, the number of components of ideation that a person has to contraceptive use. So we could see this dose response, this graduated increase in contraceptive use based on the number of ideational variables this person has. There's also another example from the Philippines. But, you know, ideation has just started to be applied to malaria behaviors, and this study will be one of the first to do so. Now, ideation, so ideation is there's nothing like, you know, ideation for all behaviors. Ideation is behavior specific. So that if we want to develop an ideation model, we have to take that behavior into cognizance. So related to malaria, we can think about five different categories. There is the general malaria ideation, and we are going to see what that means. A general malaria ideation, for example, would affect all the behaviors related to malaria. We can conceptualize bed net ideation, which will affect bed net use. Okay, we can conceptualize IPTP ideation, which will affect the uptake of IPTP, intermittent preventive treatment of malaria in pregnancy. We can conceptualize treatment ideation, which will affect, for example, prompt and appropriate treatment of malaria in children. And then we can also conceptualize indoor residual spraying ideation, which will affect the extent to which people accept indoor residual training. Today I'm going to focus mainly on these three: bed net ideation, IPTP, treatment ideation. But I just want to mention what are those variables that go into general malaria ideation before I go in detail to the other types of ideation. So the general ideation, malaria ideation, which we call, you know, the cross-cutting items that will affect any behavior related to malaria, is, for example, knowledge about malaria, the cause, the symptom, and the prevention, passive susceptibility to malaria, that is the extent to which a person believes that they can get malaria, they can contract malaria, passive severity, the extent to which they believe that malaria is a serious disease, passive self-efficacy to prevent malaria, and social interactions, that is the extent to which they discuss with others, they influence others, or if others influence them. So, but let's go into more detail concerning bed net ideation. For this study, we measured bed net ideation through a number of items, for example, including knowing where to procure bed net, willing to pay for bed net, positive attitudes, which we measure through 10 attitudinal statements. I can share those later if anybody is interested. Passive response efficacy of bed nets, that is, do they believe that bed nets are effective in preventing malaria? Passive self-efficacy, the extent to which they feel confident that they could purchase or they could use bed nets. Participation in household decisions about bed nets. Descriptive norm about bed net use, social interactions, again, you know, influencing others and being influenced by others, discussing with others about bed net use. Now, so what did we find? So this, I'm presenting data from two surveys, one in Liberia and the other one in Madagascar, that we had last year. For Liberia, in 2014, it was around March to April 2014. In Madagascar, it was later in the year, October, November. Now, so these are female caregivers sleeping under a net. Okay, we see that, you know, the higher The higher the level of bed netization, the more likely it is that the woman will sleep under a net. Both in Liberia and also in Madagascar. The results are similar when we control for a four age, for religion, for education, for marital status, and for county of residence in Liberia. We see that the odds of sleeping under a net increases gradually with the level of bed net ideation. So there is, you can see this dose-response relationship. Even a low level of ideation is more advantageous than having a very low level of ideation. And then when you go to very high ideation, people with very high level of ideation are more than four times as likely to sleep under a net compared to people with very low level of ideation in Liberia. And we see the same thing also in Madagascar, pointing to the validity of the ideation model in understanding the factors affecting bed net use. How about intermittent preventive treatment of malaria and pregnancy? Again, we measure this construct with about, I think, seven items, knowing the name of the drug for malaria prevention, knowing that it is SP, knowing the timing of the first dose of IPTP, again, having positive attitudes towards ANC and IPTP, which we derive from four attitudinal statements, and then passive response efficacy of IPTP, that is, you know, believing that that IPTP is effective, taking SP is effective for preventing malaria and pregnancy. Participation in decisions about their own health, social interactions, again, about malaria and pregnancy. And then descriptive norm about ANC visit, that is, for example, what proportion of the people in your community do you think have received, pregnant women in your community that receive at least four an ANC visit. Okay. We see that, you know, yes, there is this, again, graduated, but it's not as distinct. It's not as clear as what we saw with bednet, but still you could see that, you know, low ideation for IPTP is associated with a lower prevalence of IPTP in Liberia, where IPTP is actually very high. But we see it's clearer in Madagascar, where in general IPTP uptake is relatively low. Again, when we control for age, for religion, education, and county of residence in Liberia, we see that actually what makes a difference is that ideation does not make a difference in terms of the uptake of IPTP, except when we compare women with very high level of ideation with those with low level of ideation. At lower levels, ideation does not make too much of a difference. Okay. In Madagascar, still controlling for the same variables, we see that, you know, yes, a high level makes a difference compared to low level, but still what seems to make much of a difference is that, you know, the women have very high level of ideation. Okay, let's look at malaria case management. What did we use to measure malaria case management ideation? Passive response efficacy of malaria diagnostic test, believing that, you know, the test is more valid than, for example, a provider telling you that your child has malaria. Passive self-efficacy for detecting, you know, believing that they are able to detect uncomplicated malaria, or that, you know, they are able to detect severe malaria. Descriptive norm, that is what's going on in the community, what proportion of the children in the community are promptly taken for treatment. Social interactions about malaria treatment, participation again in household decisions, positive attitudes. So what do we have here? Again, we see that, you know, level of ideation is related to prompt treatment, you know, especially in Liberia, but in Madagascar, it's not clear what's happening at the lower level, but at least we could see that high level of ideation is associated with a higher prevalence of prompt treatment. And when we controlled for the covariates, we can see again, you know, this evidence of dose response relationship with ideation. This is significant. I don't know what happened to the stars, but it is significant. In Liberia, it's only at this level again that we see the significance. So, putting all this together, we can say that the same ideation model that has been demonstrated for utility in family planning, child immunization, water and sanitation, and other health behaviors is relevant also for malaria prevention and treatment. So the conclusion there is that strategic allergies and messages and interventions should address additional variables, as this can help to foster adoption of health protective malaria prevention and treatment behaviors. I want to acknowledge the President's Malaria Initiative for technical guidance on the implementation of the surveys, the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare in Liberia, and the Ministry of Public Health in Madagascar for their contribution. Thank you.